Welcome back to Streets of Gold. Steve Camp's been involved with Christian music since the late 70s. We asked him through all those years, where does he see contemporary Christian music going?
Yeah, I think it's most common knowledge that the industry's been bought up primarily by, there are three large secular conglomerates that own it all. And I think this is disturbing because it's causing the motive for the music being made today in terms of what's consumer-driven and what's commercially viable and accessible. The biggest concern is that three things. Number one, is it being done to God and His glory? Number two, is it being done under the authority of Scripture? And number three, is it being done under the accountability of the local church? Well, that's where I have to live. Lord, am I glorifying You? How do I know how to glorify God? By living according to His Word. Not by my feelings or emotions or my sentiments, but am I living to His truth? And then lastly, is that being monitored in my life by faithful men in a local church? John MacArthur is my pastor, and I have wonderful elders and brothers there that I have been privileged this last year to serve with. And they are holding me accountable in areas of my life. Well, you know, that's irreplaceable. We need that in my family. We need that in our kids. We need that in my wife and I. We need that in our personal life because I have blind spots. They're called blind spots because I don't know where they are. I need people to come alongside and say, brother, you got a blind spot here. Well, that happens in the church. And so when I see Christian music not focused in the church, not focused in the Word, then how can it be glorifying to the Lord? And so it's not all of it's bad. There's some wonderful men and women out there doing great music in all kinds of styles. But there has been a shift. And I would encourage people to pray that Christian music comes back to the Lord Jesus Christ. Three things you can pray. Number one, that it's music that is God-conceived. That means based on sound doctrine, the Word of God, the Bible. Number two, that it's Christ-centered, that it brings glory and honor to the name of the Lord. Paul says, whatever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then number three, that it's Spirit-controlled, meaning that it's sung by people whose lives, not perfect, we're not sinless, we haven't arrived at our sanctification, but that are in the process of pursuing holiness, pursuing the Lord every day. And when we sin, are we quick to repent? Are we quick to ask forgiveness? Are we quick to forsake those things and to uncover them before the Lord and be broken and made humble before Him? That's what our industry needs today. In fact, wouldn't it be great if we never even called it an industry again, but we could legitimately call it not the contemporary Christian music industry, but contemporary Christian music ministry. That's what it should be.
Here's a song that Steve recorded with Michelle Pilar on his Fire and Ice album. Here's Love's Not a Feeling on Streets of Gold.
Well, classics from the 70s and 80s. This is Streets of Gold.
Gold and another duet with Steve Camp and another beautiful lady. That one was Margaret Becker and One on One. So, what is Steve doing today besides singing with pretty ladies?
I'm just trying to live one day at a time right now. I'm concentrating on my family. I've been busy this last year and I need to concentrate on my family. Little things can mount up if we're not careful. And so I may be going out and just doing a concert or two on the weekends, but primarily my my congregation these days is my wife Kim and our five precious children. Really, for the rest of my life, to focus on them, and then whatever else Lord blesses, work at the church, you know, more concerts, a book to write, a future album. You know, all of that is just the icing on the cake. But I'm just really making family the work in the ministry these days. And just a day at a time, learning what it means to get up and to live that life in the world that he's called us to. Thank you, brother. Pleasure to be on your program today.
Here's one final song from Steve, and it's one of my all-time favorites, especially after talking to him and finding out how it came about. He wrote this song after visiting a hospice for AIDS patients. He went in there and he met with these people. He said, people that were dying knew they were dying. And he said, who is more in need of hearing the gospel than someone who knows they're looking death in the eye? He came out of that hospital feeling very different than he did when he went in. And he wrote this song. Sort of speaks for itself. Don't tell them Jesus loves them until you're ready to love them too.
Till our heart breaks from
Again, thanks to Steve Camp for spending some time with us today on Streets of Gold. I'm Susan Miller, and another block of songs from the 80s is coming right up.